Our guest at the cafe this morning is our wellness commentator, Velvet Womack of the Fire and Ice Spa in Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you've moved to a new location, huh?
Absolutely, right out your window.
just around the corner from the old Blacklands Cafe, but it's your old location.
Absolutely, yeah, and we're glad to be back home.
And this is on Monroe Street in Commerce, really just kind of just east of the campus.
That's right.
Yeah, and now you're doing a program focusing on detoxing.
Yeah, the month of March is a great time to focus on the internal detoxification because it's spring. So we like to get that body ready and cleansed and get ready for all those wonderful fresh garden vitamins and minerals that we get to take in with the gardens.
Okay, yeah. if we're doing what we're supposed to do.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, you sent me an article on cleansing the liver.
Right. And I thought that it was important to understand how the liver works regarding detoxification and then weight loss.
Yeah. The liver's not one of your glamorous organs, is it?
It's not, but it is one of the best organs we have.
I mean, compared to the heart and the brain, liver right. kind of gets the short end of the stick sometimes.
The liver has such a large function in not only detoxifying your blood and moving things through, but also assimilating.
But the liver itself may need detoxified.
That's right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And this is helpful in losing weight?
It is, because when your body is able to get rid of those toxins and it's breaking down fat appropriately, then your body is a well-oiled organ mechanism that helps to move all of that through.
What would be some symptoms that you would need your liver to be detoxified?
You know, one of the things that a lot of people complain about is being tired. So if you are experiencing fatigue, it could be a sign that your liver is overloaded. Some of the other things is that maybe you're extra thirsty. That's actually one that gets missed a lot.
Mm-hmm. What causes the liver to be in need of detoxifying? And I know that alcohol, obviously, is very harmful to the liver, but what else?
Well, processed food is very hard on the liver. Medication is actually very hard on the liver as well, because it's a man-made substance. So the body has to try to figure out where does that go, because it's not normal to it.
We're talking with Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator with Fire and Ice in Commerce. Now, you sent me a very good article here on some things to do as far as detoxifying the liver. And there are a number of foods that are recommended here, as you would expect. What are some of the key foods, would you say?
Well, we've talked about it before, and some of the main key things that not only help us with other functions that we've talked about in the past, but with the liver, that's your leafy green vegetables. Mm. We've got to be sure that we get those.
And there's a category here of cruciferous vegetables. I had never heard that word.
Well, cruciferous. I forget it. We'll edit that one.
No, we won't.
That's carcinogenics. You know, those are the things that help to fight cancer.
But it says cauliflower and broccoli. So they are cruciferous vegetables?
Yes.
Cauliflower and broccoli. Okay.
Right,
well,
yeah.
I had never known that before.
Brussels sprouts is another one that a lot
good.
Of people love.
Good. Whole grains, walnuts, grapefruit, avocados, olive oil, lemons and limes, all of these. We'll put a link to this article so people can see it. And then there's herbal supplements that are good.
One of my famous and best liver detoxifications is dandelion and milk thistle. It gets in there and scours that liver, and you begin to start seeing the results of it rather quickly. You start seeing an improvement in your skin. You start seeing an improvement in your sleep pattern, and you also see an improvement in your energy with those.
Mm-hmm. And how does one ingest milk thistle and dandelion?
Yeah, now milk thistle and dandelion both come in teas, but the most form comes in a capsule.
I got it. Mm-hmm. I see. And then lifestyle changes are mentioned in this article as well. And avoid eating out, it says here.
Well, because a lot of times, you know, eating out, it has high salt content. And a lot of times you don't know if it's a processed food, whether it's come from a can or how they're getting their food. So eating out, getting that process, maybe getting some additives that you're not, that's affecting the liver as well to make it sluggish.
Mm-hmm. Again, this is all about detoxifying the liver, but right now at your place, you're dealing with detoxification in general.
In general. And we always say do a good colon cleanse before you clean your liver.
Oh, boy.
So we want to make sure that the whole system is working good.
Sounds like fun. Okay. Velvet, thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Thank you.
Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator, the proprietor of the Fire and Ice Spa in Commerce. We're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.